Thinking of others is a big part of Christmas, and many people donate to charity at this time of year. Czech Radio has a particularly interesting charity project, as you can hear from Daniela Lazarová.
5 years ago, Czech Radio launched a nationwide charity called Ježíškova vnoučata, or Santa's grandchildren, that truly reflects the spirit of Christmas. It aims to bring a smile to the faces of abandoned elderly people who have no family and friends to cheer them up. People living alone or in old age homes are encouraged to make a wish, which members of the public can volunteer to grant. I spoke to Marieta Preislerová, one of the project organizers at Czech Radio, about how the idea originated and how it works in the midst of a pandemic.
It was in 2016 when our colleague, at that time she was working for Czech Radio in Jihlava, she made one news report in one nursing home, and she realized that the people are lonely, abandoned, and she decided to give them some joy, some gifts, because they had, some of them had no family or lack of contact with the family. So she asked her friends, her colleagues, and they gave gifts to those people. And the year after, in 2017, our colleague Martin Ondráček heard about that initiative, and he decided to take it under the radio. That's how we started.
You give both material gifts and experiences. What do elderly people ask for?
I would say not the experiences, but enjoyment. Because it's about joy, happiness and everything. So the people have their wishes, either the material, or they have some ideas, the places they want to see. Because they have a very small chance to get outside the nursing home. So that's why they enter such wishes.
What kind of things do they ask for?
I would say everything. Because they ask for, I don't know, chocolate, cosmetics, notebooks, tablets, radios. So it's the range of the wishes is very huge.
But some of them are very unusual, have been over the past years. Can you name a few?
Of course, we had 2 or 3 years ago, we had a very special wish when one lady asked to meet the Pope. This year we do not have such, let's say,
and was it granted?
Yeah, it was. It was. She was in Rome and she was visiting, she visited the Pope. And he greeted her. And last year, we do not actually have such, I don't know how to say if it's a big or...
But there have been cases of an old lady asking to ride a motorbike.
Yes. This year, we had one wish, which was very funny or nice, because one lady asked to drive the tram. And I think somebody is filling it.
Somebody is fulfilling that wish, so...
That's right.
Who are the volunteers who actually make these wishes come true?
Actually, we do not know them, because our system operates independently, because we have, this year we have, for example, 16,000 wishes, so it's just a big number, so we need the system to be independent. Automated, so...
So whoever has the means and finances to grant a wish...
Whoever, because we have our web page, and there everybody can find a wish.
So, that they want to grant.
Yes, so they can choose a small wish or the big wish, and the experiences or enjoyments.
And do you know what kind of people are wishing? Are we talking about, are there children involved, schools involved? Is it individuals, companies? Who has responded most? Do you
have any idea? I would say everybody. Because we do not have the direct feedback from the donors, but we have some information from emails or from Facebook pages. So we know that there are sometimes schools, school classes, companies. As I said before, it's just a huge amount of people.
This charity also aims to boost, restore intergenerational contacts, maybe between older people and their families, or simply between children and old people, teenagers and old people, middle-aged people and the elderly. Is this proving a success? Is this happening?
Yes, it is happening. And this was one of the main ideas at the beginning, just to join the people, just to connect them. And we have this year several nursing homes, workers from nursing homes contacted me that they have some wishes, but they have the donors from the last years who want to give
these people
to these people. They were asking if we need to enter such wish to our database. Of course not.
It means that once they come into contact, these people keep in touch.
And yes,
that's what new friendships.
That's right. New friendships, they get in touch and they keep this connection for years.
Now, this year's charity effort is organised under the motto No Time to Lose. How has the COVID pandemic impacted this year's charity? Are people asking for different things, or is it harder to actually make these wishes come true?
We see that there are more wishes about subscriptions of newspapers or magazines. Of course, tablets, notebooks, mobile phones, just to get in connection with the world or with the information. So also the TVs, the radios. And the other side of this question is also the problem that sometimes it's not possible to give the gift personally. Just to go to the nursing home to give it directly to the senior. There is no chance because of the pandemic.
But it shows that these people are more lonely than ever, obviously, because of the
That's right.
Of the pandemic.
Yeah.
What are some of the wishes that have touched you most deeply? Do some of these older people or elderly people ask to meet relatives they haven't seen in years? Or, you know, are there meetings that have touched you deeply or wishes that have touched you deeply?
I have to say that every single wish touched me deeply because I personally read every single wish. On one side, there are wishes that referred to childhood, which means that the people want to have things they have at home when they were children. So this is very emotional. And also I remember one wish that some lady wanted to see the grave of her parents, which was really emotional. And some people want to see the places where they spent their childhood, to visit that place.
So it's actually very easy to give someone a very precious gift just by taking them on a trip.
That's right. Just by taking them somewhere.
For a radio station, it will be natural to document this charity effort. Have there been programs about it?
Of course, and every year, because the moderators of the Czech radio fulfill some of the wishes. So this week we have on Radio Journal every morning one report about the speaker, the moderator who are fulfilling these wishes.
What do you consider to be the best thing about this project, its biggest success?
I think it's the joining of the people. The old people with the donors, they join together. Unfortunately, this year it's not possible to make it personally, but even it's about the letters, Christmas cards the donors send to the old people.
The new friendships.
The new friendships.
Marieta Preislerová, thank you very much for your time and thank you for your good work.
Thank you.